Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
Counselor, come.
Often struggle with life's problems. When solutions evade us, there's no reason for despair. Through His love, the Lord provides a presence and a place where we can find clarity and peace. In the words of Christ, "Come to me, all you that are weary and heavy burdened. Let me teach you, and I will give you rest."
In and out of situations that tug of war at me. All day long I struggle for answers that I need, but then I come into His presence and all my questions become clear, and for that sacred moment no doubt can interfere. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty,
There are a number of things in life that we know exist, and while we can't see them, they continue to have a significant effect on our lives. Some examples? The air we breathe and gravity. Undoubtedly, the greatest invisible force in our lives is God. We can't see Him, yet we know Him. Through His creation, His Word, His Son, His blessings, and His great love. In 1 John 4, the disciple tells us, "No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us."
My sweet Lord,
we are becoming a calloused society, numb to the needs of others, destroying our environment, wasting precious resources, and killing each other, if not with weapons, words. According to the Apostle Paul, we have become dead in our sinful nature. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to reach deep inside us and bring us back to life.
My spirit sleeping somewhere cold.
You are listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Creating lyrics for Somebody Up There Likes Me, Sammy Kahn wrote, "Whatever betide me, he'll comfort and guide me, and stand beside me right or wrong, somebody up there likes me." Our merciful Heavenly Father seeks reform and repentance rather than revenge. King David, described as a man after God's own heart, committed adultery, fathered a child out of wedlock, and perpetrated a murder. But in the aftermath, David praises God, singing, "The Lord is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He rescued me because he delighted in me." The words of Jesus, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned." Every time I fall short of God's perfection, I'm so glad for Sammy Kahn's reminder.
Somebody up there likes me. Somebody up there cares. Somebody up there knows my fears and hears my silent prayers. As sure as he likes the stars, the earth and the gentle sea, I'm certain that somebody, yes, somebody up there likes me.
One of the greatest relationships God gives us is friendship. We need to show our love and appreciation to those we consider friends, and then reach out to others in kindness to draw them into that wonderful circle of friendship. John gives us this advice: "Dear friends, love one another, for love comes from God. Since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another."
And I'm Shelley, and we're Point of Grace, reminding you, with Jesus, every day's a great day.
As children of God, we're called upon to share His love with everyone. Caring for those close to us seems the natural thing to do, but reaching out to others doesn't come as easily. Jesus told His disciples, "You've heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven." He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Striving for perfection, we must let our love flow freely to all. You are listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart. And the a better place, and the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait and see. Another day goes by, still the children cry, put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. All the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait. Good luck.
writing Lamentations, the prophet Jeremiah says, I am depressed. My soul is downcast within me. But this I call to mind. Therefore, I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, his kindness never ceases. His compassions never end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So I will put my hope in you. As we place our life in God's hands, we too find hope in times of distress. When trials of life push us to the brink of despair, we yearn for the peace of God which transcends all understanding, guarding our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' words, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find. Instead of giving up, we need to show our faith in Christ.
Healing, deliverance, him your faith.
Show him your faith.
Show him your faith. He'll heal you right now. Let Jesus see your faith, and there is healing. Let Jesus see your faith, and there is power. Let Jesus waiting to be that friend. He'll love you right now, just as you are. He wants wholeness, forgiveness in your heart. Show him your faith.
Show him your faith.
Show him your faith.
We dream of life in a better world, and our faith in Christ will take us there. The Apostle Paul says, "We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed."
Thank you. The Apostle Paul urges us to pray continually. Few of us do that, but many do pray, especially when all else fails. Prayer is our way of communicating with God. It's important that we pray not just for ourselves, but for others. I may not know who you are, where you are, or your circumstances, but God knows, and so this prayer is for you.
May each day in the week be a good day. May the Lord always watch over you. And may all of your hopes turn to wishes. And may all of your wishes true. May each day in the month be a good day. May you make friends with each one you meet. And may all of your daydreams be memories. And may all of your memories be sweet. The weeks turn to months, and the months into years. There'll be sadness and joy, there'll be laughter and tears. But one thing I pray to heaven above, may each of your days be a day full of love. May each day in the year be a good day. May each dawn find you happy and gay. And may all of your days be as lovely as the one you shared with me today. May each day of your life be a good day.
You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now, may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder, with Jesus, every day's a great day.